Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the Dr. Luann Rona Show. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, back from a little bit of a hiatus, as she's doing fine. And I know a lot of people might have been concerned, but she's doing absolutely terrific. And I think she's feeling real good. But Dr. Luann Rona is the author of Love Is Who You Are and Total Glow. And she is wonderful, as always. A lot of new thoughts. And I'll tell you what, if we would just listen to her, just read her book, her simple book. It's easy to read. It's fun to read. If we just listen to this book, this country would be in a lot better shape than what it's right now. And we wouldn't be at each other's throats. And everything that we need is right in that little book. And it's amazing how long ago she started getting these thoughts together. And she's always been ahead of her time. But Dr. Luann Rona, how are you?
Hi, it's wonderful to be with you again, Frank. I was just looking at an old book that I read that got me into so much. Well, of course, it got into the medical part that way back in the 70s when I wrote Total Glow, which got us more into living organically and following those sorts of rules with yoga and exercise, meditation. But presently, boy, people may be wondering, where are we going and where are we headed? Because we're living in an old paradigm, is the way I'm looking at it right now. We've gotten into the old disconnect where the mind and the body and the spirit, unfortunately, are beginning disconnected. And the more and more that we get disconnected, the harder that is. And what happens then, the mind starts to take over. And the mind now, when people hear something, they keep repeating it and repeating it, and we don't look at the whole beingness. We don't look at the whole energy world, which, you know, is what I call love. And energy and love are the same, you know. It's the beautiful word for what energy is. And we are all really, really deep down connected. We're all connected, but we each have our own little energy blueprint that comes from the great field of our Creator. And it matters not what religion you are, what, how you were born up or what. But now we have even things calling people who are white, you know, born into, that we were, became slave, you know, we were slave drivers. And it's sad. It's sad because when we get driven into this kind of disconnect, where we've disconnected ourselves from our spirit and our mind is separate from that, we start to develop very, very negative feelings. And that's why there's so much fear going on. And that's so much of what we hear in the media, unfortunately, is about fear and anger and despair. And a lot of my friends tell me they won't even listen to the news anymore because it just gets them depressed.
Yeah, it's just, you're right on. And it's so difficult. This is something that we grew up trusting, you know, Walter Cronkite and Eric Severa and, you know, and all of these folks. Even though we knew where they believed, you know, we knew they were, you know, liberal or progressive, whatever you want to call them, but we trusted that they were going to give us the news correctly. Nowadays, you know, when you turn on news, it's going to depress you. It's going to, and again, I'm sure there are some out there that you could watch and it won't be that, but for the most part, it's who's hating who, who's angry at who is going to get this one and get that one. And it's such a gotcha network happening now. And it's
yes, that's right. You know, and when I've talked with you before, I've talked about that we need to look for the best in others. Look for the best in yourself and the best in others. And when you do that, you come together. And that's how, when we were created, we were meant to be. We all were created with from a unity, from a field of gigantic unity. And we know not how far long back it goes, but that's where it all comes from. Then remember we got into it, and we've talked about the turning point, and I like the fact that your book, also the turning point, because that's one of my favorite books by Frida Kahlo.
Yeah.
You know, how we live in that old Newtonian Cartesian. I think, therefore, I am. Giving all the credit to the mind. And we got separated from our heart, from our spirit. from underneath, which is where love, where compassion, where forgiveness, where gratitude, all those beautiful things that I think when I was growing up, I started to live with that. And you won't believe this, I found one of my old speeches that I gave when I graduated from high school.
Wow.
And I say that whatever answers are found to all the problems we have, no matter how things may change from time to time, the most important element in life shall never change. The things of eternal value, the basic truths which are rooted in our Creator, shall always be permanent.
Wow.
So let us always remember that the most important thing in life, that which is of eternal value, will not change. The spirit of mankind shall remain the same. You believe I wrote that 60 years ago?
That's amazing. You've been saying this for 60 years. Think about it. Before that. I mean, 60 years. You've been saying the same thing in different ways. It's so important what you just said. Let me remind folks that are listening to Dr. Lou Ann Rona, Frank McKay here on the Dr. Lou Ann Rona Show. That is absolutely amazing. That you wrote that.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I've been trying to put together a booklet of some of my old thoughts. I found this old speech. The first three pages are missing, but that last page was there. And I said, Luann, this is the same thing as what's going on now. We must trust that. You know, and then we got into that great disconnect where we, during the Cartesian, Newtonian times, where we separated, you know, the mind and body, and then we gave the spirit off to the church, which got the aisle divided up too. Instead of us all, I thought as a little girl we were starting to grow together. You know, we were starting to be the one. And now what's happening is we're just splitting apart. And the fact that the mind, you know, which is a great servant, and we can use the mind in great ways, which we've seen. We can land on the moon. We've done all kinds of things. But we're seeing the mind as the only answer. And even within science, they're all disagreeing all the time. One day you hear, do this. Next day you hear, oh, well, that's not as important. And you see politicians acting as scientists. And everything is so confusing that the average person listening to this who has not been reading all kinds of things like we're just discussing doesn't know where to go. And then remember when I told you that story about the little boy, and because he was told so much that he wasn't smart because they had looked at his IQ,
Yeah. And
so he was not highly performing at all. And then one day the teachers realized that they had mixed up his score with someone else.
Wow.
And they came and told him that he really, really had a very high IQ. And he could be forming well. And guess what? His grades went up to A's.
Yeah.
See, because he had been told over and over that he was not very, very smart. And that's what's going on. We keep getting told these things of anger and that people are not bad. You know, that our people are bad and some are good. And we're dividing everyone up rather than living united. I feel like we almost need a book on, you know, united we are, united we need to stand. And when people, you know, used to be able to have different ideas, you could at least talk about them and exchange them. But now the campuses are so full with just one idea that many people are afraid to express their opinion.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting that you talk about that little boy. I remember the story, but there's countless stories like that where somebody believes.
Oh, there were so many we've talked about,
yeah.
And the one that I want to remind people of is about how important it is to care and show kindness. You know, and it's so interesting because, you know, I take a taxi most of the time to where I go, and so I know so many of the drivers. And they all love when they can talk with me about gratitude and kindness. And it's beautiful because it's almost like there's no one else they can talk to about those things, and that's like living in the solution, what we're doing now, unfortunately, is we're living in the problem. Remember when I did your arm?
Yeah.
And I say, think of your name, and you went weak. Think of a real name, and you said strong. Well, I do that with lots of people now. I'll say, think of a problem, and their arm goes weak. You know, yeah. Because the mind and body are connected. The spirit is in there. And then I'll say, oh, think about the problem, and you go weak. Think about living in the problem, and your arm goes weak. And then say, think about the solution, and remember, your arm stays strong.
Incredible.
It's just amazing, because we need to start living in the solution. And unfortunately, instead, what we're doing is we're just adding layer upon layer of one law upon another law upon another law, often starting with faulty premises to begin with. And we think that a new law is going to, or a new structure is going to somehow change it. And all it does is make things more confusing and worse. You know, and that's what's happened in most of the totalitarian countries. The government starts to run everything. And it fears, you know, I am fearful of this. And so, of course, you know, I turn to my creator to help me with this problem, because listening to the news, I found that it was starting to even affect me.
Yeah.
All the negativity rather than living in the solution and being kind and that's where we need to be heading, to be living in the solution. And also we need to be forgiving others rather than living in, you know, with one finger pointed out. When you don't forgive others, you've got three fingers pointing back at yourself. And it doesn't mean that you agree when you forgive. It means that you're letting go of a conflict so that you can put your energy into a solution.
Listen, you're right on. As always, you're right on. Frank McKay here. The voice you're hearing is Dr. Luann Rona. You're listening to the Dr. Luann Rona Show. Doc, it's absolutely what you've been saying all along. If you think about the negativity, for example, there's always this example that people give about someone driving. And let's say they're driving next to a wall, and the wall is close to them on the passenger side. If they think to themselves, I don't want to hit that wall. I don't want to hit that wall. They have a tendency to edge towards the wall because they're thinking, hit the wall, hit the wall. Instead of that, if they think, let me be safe and look forward, look straight ahead to the clear.
Yeah.
Don't even mention
then
the
you're
wall.
Living in the solution. Well, you know that funny old saying, don't think of a pink elephant. What do you think of? A pink elephant.
Right.
Because, see, your mind gets so blocked into thinking about the problem that you really start accentuating the problem. And that's what we're doing right now. We're thinking about the problem instead of living with love. You remember also the beautiful story of the rabbits at Ohio University, where they were all given this real, real high-fat, you know, diet. Eggs and, you know, all kinds of things. Well, now an egg isn't bad for you, but, you know, they were giving a really, really high-fat diet. But the one group, the technician who was taking care of them would take the group of rabbits out and hold them when he fed them. And then they couldn't understand why there was this one group of rabbits that never developed high cholesterol or bad heart problems. And finally, after a long time, they found out that technician was taking them out because they were at the, you know, level of his arm and eyes and hands, and he was cuddling them while he fed them.
Wow.
Now, if that's not an example of love, of caring, of kindness, of goodness, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Just that little
Amazing. Bit
of that. Save those rabbits.
Just add love.
Their heart and their health did good.
Yeah. Just add love.
There's so many other studies, you know, like listening to beautiful music helps people so much. And listening to, you know, rapid, well, I don't like to call it junk, but, you know, music that kind of gets you into a negative mood.
Yeah.
And there's just so many things we can be doing for ourselves and for others, you know. And you can just sort of sense their energy when you're around them, especially now, because people are so much filled with these negative defense mechanisms.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, as you are always. Again, it's very hard to be wrong when you talk about love, and I keep saying it, but the example you gave about the rabbits, it's he added love, he or she, whoever the technician was, they added love to the program, and it's the one group that didn't have the suffering of the high cholesterol.
And yeah, who was not healthy, all developed, you know, the things that one would think would be developed from eating such an unhealthy diet. And so we always have to remember that no matter what's going on, our heart, our spiritual heart that we all were created with can help us through the most difficult times. And even when everything else seems to be going wrong and the world is like going backwards, is that you can find peace in your own self by doing some meditation and saying love things to yourself and focusing on, you know, on beautiful things and on saying repeatedly to yourself and doing some of the touching that I talk about in the book, you know, that will help bring you out and calm you down and help give you peace, because it is possible to find individual peace in this confused world right now in which we're living.
Yeah, just absolutely wonderful. It is wonderful thoughts, and you're absolutely right on. I look, in the next couple of minutes that we have, and we'll be talking again real soon, and anyone that's been wondering where we are, we're back, and the doc is feeling great, and it will certainly be imparting all these thoughts that she's had all these years and study and everything that comes along. But doc, if you think about it, if you have to sum up what the listeners can do, let's say they're parents, and or they're taking care of their parents, and they're frustrated and they're depressed and they see what's going on, whether it's politically or just us being as a society at each other's throats, what can they do? What kind of first step can they make to make things better in their own universe?
Yes, well, that's what I say again and again, is to focus on the positive, to look to deep down inside of yourself, and I know that inside me is a beautiful spirit that does love, that does care. And when all these negative things come up in your mind, you know, think about what we've talked about. Watch your thoughts carefully. And when they turn to the negative, say, I am living in the love. I am living in the love. Oh, please let me live in the true, true beingness of who I am. And it is a wonderful, energetic spirit that I can bring that out. And even if everything around me is not going well, I could still find peace by looking deep inside of myself and knowing that I came from the great creation of energy that is truly, truly beautiful love.
Just wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. And just, look, it's not easy when you start thinking about changing the world, but if you just change yourself, or
that's right. You can change yourself, because still so many of, you know, even countries are trying to solve their problem by adding another law, by adding another structure upon it. And but, you know, some think they're doing it for good, but usually it ends up that the people doing it are just powerful and wanting more power and more power. And then the average person just goes down and a little bit down, because government starts to control everything. But you'll always be able to find peace in your own heart if you follow that beautiful, that message that is given to us all.
You know, I'm paraphrasing, but Jimi Hendrix had a great, and of course we know he had his problems and he died of a drug overdose and everything, but he did have a great saying. He said, when the power of love overtakes the love of power, we'll be on the right track.
And yeah, that's very true.
Dr. Luann Rona is the author of two wonderful books, Total Glow and Love is Who You Are, and she is wonderful. Her medical degree is, has led to years of work in psychiatry and just amazing. And medical degree at a time when there weren't a lot of women, only 12 women in her class in Michigan, and just absolutely wonderful. Doc, thank you very much. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Okay, lots of blessings to you and to all the people listening, and everyone else, too.
Yeah, please, everyone stay safe and be secure, but love, just add love is
right.
The theme. And again, Dr. Luann Rona is back, and a little hiatus, but we're back in action. And please binge listen to everything that we've been doing. You could hear us on over 100 outlets now, and starting with iHeartRadio, radio.com, radiouk.com, Spotify, certainly SoundCloud. You can hear everything that we've ever done. And again, about 100 other outlets to that, which is nice. And it's always nice. But Frank McKay signing off. We'll hear you and see you next time on the Dr. Luann Rona Show.